Dead fans have been patiently waiting. Chance to talk to Phil Lesh. You got a question for him, let us know. And we'll talk to him, see what's up. And the first question somebody wanted to know is, are they coming to town? They're not going out on tour. Bass player for the Dead, brand new book out, Phil Lesh. Morning, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Who am I talking to?
This is Larry and Rob. Chris should be wandering in here in a minute as
Chris
well.
Chris is a female voice, not a male.
She goes, we're looking for your book. There was a copy around the studio here, and somebody snagged it already.
Oh, well.
That's good, though.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, somebody was looking at it. We were going to give away a copy, too. Searching for the Sound, My Life with the Grateful Dead. First book you ever wrote?
Actually, yes.
And how was that process?
Oh, it was fascinating. It's funny because it turned out that writing using words is a lot like composing music. It has the same kind of flow to it. But it wants to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And it was really fascinating to try.
Can you explain the phenomena of what has happened with the Grateful Dead? You know, I mean, you guys are the first band in, maybe just because of my age, because I'm like 45 years old, that had people that would follow you from place to place and became named something. How do you explain that? Did you know? How did it take form?
Well, in the beginning, all we wanted to do was to play the music, right? And so, but we couldn't really be repeating ourselves because, you know, most bands, they'll make a record to go out on tour, play their record, play a few hits, or what they hope will be hits, and then they'll do that same show every night. Yeah. So, but we agreed early on that because what we wanted to do was to expand the music to open it up and put our own stamp on it. Anything we play, whether we wrote it or not, we'd open it up and jam on it, you know, and make new music out of it. So we decided early on that we were never going to play the same show twice.
But isn't there a point where someone in the band looked at someone and said, and don't these people have jobs? How are they following us so much?
Oh, God bless them. Come on, man.
Oh,
yeah,
totally.
You have the most loyal fans of any band out there.
Yeah, we had a lot of people call this morning and express their disappointment that apparently you guys are not going out this summer. Is that true?
Well, we don't know, but it's pretty late to plan a big tour for the summer, so. Yeah. Everybody, you know, Bob's out with his band, and Mickey's doing a tour with a hot young band called Particle, and I'm doing this whole book thing, and I just don't know what we're going to be able to put together. We're trying, yeah. But it looks likely that we may not be out until later in the year, but I can tell you that I'm going to bring my band, Phil Lesh and Friends, out in November around Thanksgiving.
Cool. In your recent years, have you ever said these words, wow, there's a tie-dye I haven't seen?
Actually, there are some really dynamite ones that just show up.
Yeah.
I'll be walking down the street and something will strike my vision out of the side of the corner of my eye. And yeah. You know, there are some really beautiful ones.
We were talking to Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead, his new book, Searching for the Sound, My Life with the Grateful Dead. Last year was the first year you guys went out and actually called yourselves the Dead after Jerry's passing. There was Further Fest and there was all these other things. But how was it? How did it feel for you, you know, going out as the Dead last year?
Well, I mean, it really didn't feel that different from the year before when we were the other ones. At the same time, we did want to reclaim our heritage, I mean, our legacy. That's who we are.
Right.
Whether Jerry's with us or not, we're still that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just decided, hey, that's who we are.
And don't you feel like the spirit of Jerry's still with you guys?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Bobby talks about, he'll talk about Jerry kind of sitting on his metaphorical shoulder and saying, go here, go there, don't do that, you know. But for me, it's like, yeah, it's like his spirit is sort of infused in the music.
Did any of those thoughts or those feelings happen while you were writing the book, where you felt like, you know, hey, I'm all of a sudden I'm going here or I'm going there?
Well, yeah, of course, but it wasn't because Jerry was directing me.
Yeah, but it had to be, you know, a real retrospective process. We actually talked to Nick Mason from Pink mm-hmm. Floyd,
right?
Who recently I think we had him on a week or two ago. He's got a book out as well, and the thing that he found so interesting was in the process of putting your thoughts down on paper to write a book, you're forced to think back and look at your life over time. And when you think back at your life, what did you learn about yourself?
I learned I had a hell of a good time, man.
Well, it ain't over.
That's right.
Well, so far.
There you go. Well, cool, Phil. Best of luck with the book. We're going to give away a copy here now, and we've got a few others to give away. I know you're doing some book signings. There isn't going to be one here in Buffalo, but there will be one in Philly on the 30th, which would be tomorrow if somebody wanted to go.
Free Library of Philadelphia, about starting about 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Very cool. Best of luck with the book. Pleasure to talk to you. If you come back this way in whatever form, you know, people will be dying to see it because there's a lot of Deadheads here.
Yeah, we still have the Grateful Dead Hour on Sundays.
Every Sunday night, yeah. We still feature it.
Hey, and thanks for putting the words Buffalo in a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
What a long, strange trip.
Yeah, you're very welcome, and thanks for having me on.
You got it, Phil.
Today.
Thank you.
Goodbye, guys.
All right.